Welcome. Welcome. This is the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I'm your host, Luke Nessler, CEO and co-founder of Impact Media. Listen, this is a little bit different than some of the other episodes. This is an audio exclusive, meaning if you're hearing this, you're only going to hear this on iTunes. As you know, the Attention Equals Dollars podcast goes out on Facebook Live. We have a video version of it on there. It also goes out on YouTube Live, and we do the iTunes version of it. But I'm going to be real with you for a second. I needed something more, something that didn't require me being in the studio with my production crew, Aaron and Tyler and Patrick. If you've seen the episodes in the past, you know I got guys in there. I needed something that is almost like a diary for me to talk about the shit that's on my mind and do it in a way that's going to bring you value. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to offer additional content on the iTunes version. I've got a podcast set up in my office. I got the blind shut, man. I got the door locked. It is just me and it's you. And we're going to have a little conversation today. And we're going to do this consistently. I'm going to put this out every week. Shit, I might even put multiple of these out every week. Because listen, I'm nowhere near where I want to be. My goals have not been reached. And I think that's what I've learned from a lot of my mentors that, you know, have $250 million a year businesses. Their goals haven't been reached yet. But along the way, I have learned a lot. And I think some of the things that I've learned can bring you value, whether you're older than me, younger than me, whether you've been in business for a long time, whether you're just getting started, or maybe you're an employee that you've got an entrepreneurial itch that you want to scratch. I've been through a lot of shit, man. And we've built a really successful business and we're continuing to grow. And what I want to talk to you about today is something that I didn't know the answer to for a long time. And I'm going to be honest, it's been in the last 12 months that I found the answer to this. And it is the cliche, what's your why? What's your why? Think about that for a minute. Why do you do what you do? What is your why? And I had all these answers. I do a lot of speaking around the country, and you know, I would have these answers that I would put out there, but it's what I thought the audience wanted to hear, because I didn't know my why. I had no idea what my why was until recently. I know what my why is, and man, I'm motivated. I'm ready to crush it at a level that I thought I was already at. I've exceeded that level now, and here's why. I've discovered my why. I'm going to tell it to you. Do you mind? Mind if I share it with you? It's just you. It's me. We're in a room together. I'm going to share some secrets with you. My why is money. Let that resonate for a minute, because you're probably like, what a dick. My why is money. Not in the fashion that you might think from hearing me say that. I'm not talking about, you know, Rolexes, Hublot watches, even though I would love to own one of those one day. It's a $40,000 watch. Ferraris. I'm not talking about buying shit to show off. You know, Yeezys, $3,000 shoes. That's not what I'm talking about. My why is money, because I know the pain that it can cause when you don't have enough, and I know what it can do for somebody when they get an abundance. And that's my why, right? Let me explain. So you might have heard my story before. Slept on the floor of my office. It was $30,000 in debt. This business today, Impact Media, started as a video production and a web design shop. My business partner and I started it. And when we started it, man, we were excited. I was young. I was like 22 years old, I think. We were excited. We were ready to kick ass. We moved into a really expensive office because we thought, you know, like the Field of Dreams, if you build it, they're going to come and walk through the door. Let's do some business. It's not how it happened. And I found myself very quickly $30,000 in debt. My business partner found himself $30,000 in debt. Now, the difference was I didn't have a family. He had a wife and two kids. So I was sleeping on the floor of my office. Our landlord didn't know this. Our employee, we had one at the time, didn't know this. The only person that knew this was Jeff. My parents didn't know this. Nobody knew this. Here's why. I was sleeping on the floor because I didn't have any, I couldn't afford anything. I was racking up credit card debt. All my credit cards were getting maxed out and I couldn't afford anything, right? So the day comes to where our landlord said, look, you haven't paid rent in 3 months. You guys got to pay rent 2 weeks from today or you got to get out. where the hell was I going to go? I was about to lose my business. I was about to lose what was technically my home. And my business partner said, man, we got to turn this thing around or I'm going to have to get a real job. My wife is going to kill me if I don't bring home a paycheck. I turned it around in 2 weeks. We brought in $10,000 worth of business. That was enough to pay our rent for the first time in 3 months. And that was enough to pay ourselves for the first time in 2 months. Right? Money. I've seen the devil. And it was when I had a lack of money. I've cried as a grown man to my business partner because we didn't have enough to keep the lights on. Money. The reason I do what I do today is because it's what saved our business, right? That's the difference between me and another company that offers social media services, digital marketing services. It's just a fucking product to them. This saved my business and it changed our business, right? We went from a web design and video production shop to a social media shop, to a shop that help, to a company that helps you get mass exposure and turn that exposure and attention into dollars. Why? Because it's what saved my business. The way that I drummed up that 10K was because I started using social media to promote my business, to promote what we did, to get the word out about our services. And money started to come. Clients started to come. So now I have a mission. I have a responsibility. I have a duty to help other businesses, big or small, as big as NBC Sports and as small as a cupcake shop on, you know, 123 Drive, right? I do what I do because I know I can help people fix their cash flow situation. I can help them increase revenue, right? And I've known that for a while. I get pride on helping, you know, a client that invested $30,000 with us generated $1 million in sales. Man, that is awesome, right? It's amazing. Why? Because I'm helping somebody increase revenue, and I know how important that is. But when my why got really clear was when somebody that worked for me told me the impact that a raise that my business partner and I had given them, the impact that that made on them, right? And those close to them. And I sit here with goosebumps because I was taken back and it was the first time ever that I'm like, man, I built this. I built this vessel, this business, this ship, this vehicle that allows me to help people better their situation. For our clients, it allows me to help them make more money in their business tomorrow than they did today, make more money in their business next month than they did this month. But also, I'm like the lion of my herd or whatever the hell the packs of lions, whatever those are called. It is my responsibility to protect my employees, to provide a better quality of life for my employees next year than they had this year, next month than they had this month. And when one of our employees, and we've had multiple that have pointed this out, but when one in particular pointed this out to me, it meant the world to me. It motivated me. I was ready to go out and kill more in a good way, not a bad way. I was ready to bring home more bacon for my family, right? And I'm able to do that. I'm able to sell hard. I'm able to promote hard because I know what I do helps others. And I know that when I help others, I'm also helping those on my team. You'll very rarely hear me refer to my staff as an employee or as employees. I call them my team. I look at them as a family. I am, at 29 years of age, responsible for 13 employees and a business partner. And they mean the world to me. So my why comes back to money. I want to help people have a better situation tomorrow than they did today. And I love the fact that my skill set, my company's product and service is helping our clients' businesses do better tomorrow than they did today. It means something to me. If we succeed for a client, it means the world. If we've ever let a client down, it means a lot to me that we fix that, right? And for my employees, the reason that I work so much, the reason that I get up at 5 a.m. and I don't stop until my retinas are burning out of my face and then I get up and do it the next day is because I take pride in being able to provide for them, providing for my business partner, providing for my wife, right? I take pride in that. So my why is I want to build a vessel, a business that provides a better quality of life for my clients and for my staff. And for the first time ever, which happened this past year, I've been clear on that. And I feel like I can operate at a level greater than I've ever been able to operate at before because I'm crystal clear. What, Luke, why are you waking up today? Luke, your feet are hitting the ground this morning for this purpose. This is my purpose, right? And I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with because I've struggled with it. And the only thing I'm ever going to talk about is what I know. And what I know are things that I've experienced. When I didn't know why the hell I was doing what I was doing, I struggled to come at it with as much intensity. I struggled to give it the highest quality that I'm possible of. And I know it's the same for you. Why do you do what you do? If you sell insurance, is it just a fucking job? Or are you selling insurance because you saw the impact that not having life insurance had on a friend of yours when their spouse passed away, right? If you're selling vehicles, why are you selling vehicles? And it doesn't have to be because you love the product, right? I know people that they're in the financing space for commercial trucks. They don't fucking love trucks. They're in it because it's a vessel and they have a greater purpose and that vessel is helping them get to that greater purpose. So I encourage you, find your why. Why do you do what you do? What you're currently doing professionally, is it getting you closer to fulfilling that why? Or is it just a paycheck? Because if it's just a paycheck, you will never, ever fulfill your purpose. And I hate the fucking Tony Robbins guru, feel good, self-development, fulfill your purpose. I'm talking about why the hell do you do what you do every day, right? Professional athletes do what they do because they like to compete. They like to win. They go for that championship. They want to better themselves tomorrow. They want to be better tomorrow than they were today. You've got to find that. My why is I want to provide a better quality of life for my employees and for my clients. If that vessel was helping them find their dream home and I was a real estate agent that was helping me better the quality of life for my clients, then that would be my vessel. I don't care what my vessel is. I just know that my vessel right now is marketing because I'm fucking good at it. You're good at something too that's going to help people. You're great at something right now that is going to help you fulfill your purpose and your why. And man, I encourage you, whether you're a guy, whether you're a girl, whether in your 40s, 50s, or whether in your teens, 20s, or 30s, you've got to find your why. Because when you do, that's like putting nitrous oxide, nitrous boost, man, in your vehicle. That's like putting steroids in a professional athlete's body. You operate at a different level. I am so laser focused right now. I would run through a wall for my staff. I would run through a wall for my clients. Why? Because I'm fulfilling my purpose and that's helping them have a better quality of life tomorrow than they did today. Got to find your why, man. I encourage you. I hope you find your why. Hope you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, do me a favor. The only thing I ask, the only thing you can do to help me, share this with a friend. Text them the link. You don't have any idea how many podcasts I text my business partner, Jeff, and say, hey, man, that shit that went down today that we're stressed about, this podcast just spoke to me. I think it can help you, right? Or I send something to my wife or to my cousin in Illinois. Listen, man, you got to listen to this podcast that Matt Monero put out. I encourage you, please do the same for one reason. I want to help people. You can help me help more people. If I helped you today, if you got anything out of this, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast, and then share it with one person that you think it would resonate with. It would mean the world to me. Listen, be great, my friend. Find your why, and you're going to operate at another level.